How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you.
Well, let's go ahead and give the people something that I know that you are doing so many amazing things, and your story is absolutely phenomenal. Can you please tell them, when you seen that the Dear Mom anthology was taking place, what made you say, okay, I'm joining this time? I'm not hesitating. And on top of that, please tell them your title.
The title of my chapter is Becoming My Greatest Me. When I seed it, actually, I seed it and I was hesitant, but then when I thought about it, I just wanted to do something for my mom. Like you said, I live here in China during the school year. And right before I came, we lost her dad, but she was still supportive for me to take this this journey. So I just wanted to do something for her to just let her know that because I was able to live here in China and just not survive, but just thrive, it was because of her, it was because of them, because that foundation they gave me, I was able to have this experience. So I just wanted to share that with her and the world to let her know how much she has impacted me in my life.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And, have you told her about it yet, or are you going to keep it a secret?
I've told her a little. She knows I'm writing a book. She knows it's Dear Mom, and my chapter is about our relationship, but that's all I've told her. I haven't even told any of my siblings what I wrote. I told them if they want to know, they have to purchase the book. So.
You see, I like that. She said, "You want to know? You're going to have to purchase this book." I love that. Well, first of all, I want to just congratulate you on going ahead and taking a leap, and most importantly, just to be able to give your mom her due while she's here, while she could be able to read it, and then she could be able to take it all in. So I'm just waiting to hear her feedback about all, not just your chapter, but the overall book in itself. Now, what's one of the takeaways that you want the readers to take away from your chapter?
So one thing looking back is that, and I talk about this in my chapter, and I talk about because of the relationship I had with my mom, it included more than my mom. I was able to have that relationship. My siblings were able to have that relationship in part because of the relationship she had with her dad. How my dad treated her and thought of her was a big impact on that relationship. So I want people to know, yes, that relationship you have with your child, that relationship you have with their father, it has an impact on that relationship, on them. So I want people to understand that the relationships you have has an effect on your children. And so if people take away something, that's what I want them to take away is that relationship with that child's father, that relationship you have with them, how important it is in having a relationship with that child as well.
Wow, that's a key point. A lot of times people don't pay attention to the fact that how they interact with the other parent or even other people around the child really can affect that child's psyche and how they end up interacting with others as well. So, I mean, that is a powerful piece. And for you to say that it's more than just your mom. She's the center, but it's more than just your mom. Because of your mom, because of the things that you saw your mother go through, now you're who you are. And that is amazing. You know, when did you find out, you know, within yourself, because you were saying your best me, when did you realize that your mother played a huge part in you becoming your best you?
I think I've always known that, because growing up, I can never recall a time that she wasn't there, that my dad weren't there. They were my biggest supporters. When even I didn't believe in myself, they were still there pushing me. And so I think I've always known, but now it's becoming clearer since I'm getting older, and it's like, and the more I teach, I notice that some of the things they instilled in me and told me, I share that with my students. And so it's like I've always known, but now being older, now I'm really seeing it.
I love how you are sharing your journey of this book with the students in your classroom. That right there is very powerful, because you're showing them now versus them learning on later on how to appreciate and take value in what they are being instilled in with their parents. So I love that. What's one of the things that you would instill into the next generation? Me, was there a message of wisdom that your mother instilled in you that you will make sure that you continue to pass that on?
I think the one thing that she always told me is that you gotta believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, why should anyone else? It starts with you. So you have to believe in yourself. And sometimes it's hard, but I'm glad that she taught me that, because it taught me not to rely on others for my motivation. That motivation, it was something that I had within myself, and that if no one believed I could do it, if I believed I could do it, that's all I needed to go do it. So it's that belief in myself, and that was enough.
I love that. I love that. And I know that having that instilled in you by your parents, and having them be able to see you do all of the things because you were motivated and you used those skills they instilled in you to become, you know, all the things you have, including doctor. And I know that was an amazing time for them as well. So when you were writing this chapter, did it bring back a lot of memories that you've never thought about in a while? Did it bring back some things that just made you kind of say, that she was just always there?
Yes, I have to admit, yes, it brought back memories. Yes, it was very emotional, because one thing that I really don't share is right before I came to China, we lost her dad. And it was a stressful time. You know, it started the weekend before Thanksgiving, and we had his funeral on January 7th, and I flew out February 15th. So it was very emotional because of my mom. I also had my dad in there, but So it was emotional, it brought back memories, but then it started to bring just that appreciation of everything that they did just so that I could have the better life. And it's not just me, I'm the youngest of nine, and they did this nine times, that each one had the better life. And not just a life that they wanted us to have or what we should have. It was a life for us to decide what we wanted to be. And that if we chose something different than our siblings, it was okay. because we didn't have to be like them. We could decide. So just the memory, the emotion, and just that appreciation of how they raised me and my siblings.
That was that now that right there, it sends chills because you have this amazing relationship with your parents, and then it made you reflect back to the times that how, you know, your dad treated your mother, and then how your mother still continued to move forward, and how you guys continued to move forward as a unit. Those memories, I tell a lot of times, creating memories is something that's absolutely beautiful, especially if it's in a positive light, and then allow the negativity or tragic to be able to overpower everything, and then we forget about those memories. So that right there is so commendable. What is the next thing that you're going to do now that the book is about to get ready to come out, and you're going to have this book in your hand in a couple of weeks? What are you going to do next? Are you going to do a book signing? What are you going to do?
Me and my sister, we're planning a book signing. It'll be during the summer when I'm there, and I'm going to have it in my hometown of Dover, Oklahoma. So that's a book. So I will be having a book signing. I'm thinking about having something virtual as well when after it's released, while I'm still here. So that's my plan for the book.
Wow. So now that you have the book, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of pictures with your mom holding the book and her chapter and all. And do you plan on doing more podcasts or more advertising and marketing, traveling around, you know, sharing that story for people who may be encouraged by the journey that you and your mom went through?
I probably will. Since this is my first book, I haven't really thought about what's next. So I'm hoping to do interviews and just get, you know, that relationship and out there so people can see, you know, what type of relationship that I have with my mom and how much it has impacted. So, yes, I do. What specific, I'm not for sure. I'm still trying to plan all that. I'm new to writing the book, so.
Okay, that's understandable. I tell everybody that writes a book, whether it's in an anthology or a full book, you're not just a contributing author to your mom. You're an author, right? And it's very vital to be able to share your chapter and take it bigger, because more people would love to be able to have that experience. And with you already having that experience of the relationship with both parents and the outcome that now here you are and they're very supportive and the things that your mother have instilled into you, you could be able to share that with so many other people. And you already have. And let me tell you how you did that. You started with yourself saying, yes, I'm going to jump on board. And then you also shared with your students how the journey of just writing this chapter. So just imagine you keep on continuing on sharing this, your book, your chapter, the process, the experience. How many more people will be able to say, you know what, I need that book. I need that because I'm going through something right now, and I may not even have that relationship with my mom, or I have a relationship with my mother, but I want to make my relationship better. How does she do that? You know what I mean? So I tell everybody, make it your business to do more with your book because this is your book. This is not just Kapow by Vanessa. This is your book, so make it go bigger. And I know you will because you are well on your way.
Thank you. Will do.
You are very welcome. Yes, and if you need anything, just don't hesitate to let me know. I mean, me and Dr. Finch are very supportive, and so you have your book signed and let us know. We will let people know that's in that area. We will share it out. We will promote it. You have the backing, you know, so don't hesitate to be able to say it, because I understand how when I first started out, I didn't have that support. You have support. That's what this platform is for, Change Your Minds Online. We make it our business to let other people know we see you, we support you. What and how can we help you help you? Is that making sense?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Well, okay. Perfect. So let the people know, what is next for you now that you know, you in the works and now you're in China. I mean, that's absolutely amazing of being in China and then you're doing work here in Chicago in the States is amazing. What is the next step for you? I know school is going to be ending in a couple of months. What's going to be the next steps for you in your journey of Dr. Pamela Conwell?
Well, I have two sides. I have the academic side, and then I have the Kalo coaching side. So academically, I'm writing another chapter on the academic regarding social entrepreneurship, doing a comparison of the United States and Nigeria. So that's what I have on the academic side. On the Kalo coaching side, this summer I will be starting an additional two books. One will be basically on navigating transition, the concept becoming, being, sustaining. So I will talk about that. And then I will do another book. I'm going to dedicate it to my dad, getting some ideas from my siblings, and it'll be a series, and it will be titled Everything I Learned About Life I Learned From My Dad. So I will be starting writing those two books this summer, and I'm trying to have a release date for both of those in December of this year.
Wow, that is quite impressive. Oh, my goodness, that is a lot to undertake, especially by December. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so now that you have all these things, the coaching business, the books, then, of course, your academics, you know, what does your mom think about all of this that you're doing? I know that she's very supportive of you, but, you know, tell us how, I know she's part of the journey, of course, so tell us about how she feels about all this.
She's excited, and she tells me all the time, it's like, I can't keep up with everything that you're doing. So, you know, so I still tell her, and you know, and I tell her what I'm doing. So she's just supportive. It's like, you know, she was the first ones that pre-ordered my book. She was one of the first people who bought my T-shirt. So anytime I have anything for purchase, she's usually one of the first ones to purchase it. So like her and my older sisters, they are two of the ones that are the first to purchase my stuff. So she's excited.
It's so good to be able to have that support. Man, because oftentimes the first ones that don't support is family and close friends. And so for you to be able to have that support, you are already a step ahead. So I take my hats off. I'm looking forward to all the amazing things that you are working on. And I cannot be so I'm just so ecstatic of, like, the journey, because I have built a relationship with all the authors, and just knowing a little bit more about them, it just makes me more excited. And I just can't wait to see you this summer, too. So that's going to be over the top right there. So can you please let the audience know where they could be able to find you on social media and get connected with you, because if your story is relatable, I would love for them to be able to connect with you and pre-order the book. So let them know how they could be able to find you on social media, okay?
Okay, so you can find me under KLO, that's K-L-O Coaching. That is my company's page. I also have a group called My Greatest Me, and those are both on Facebook. You can also find me on Instagram at KLO Coaching. And then I'm also on LinkedIn as Dr. Pamela K. Caldwell.
Dr. Pamela, it's been phenomenal just getting the chance to know you in a short amount of time, seeing all the things that you are working on, how you're constantly growing, how you are making it your own to be able to still work your business, but allow your still working your job and allowing your job to be your investor so you can be able to do what you love to do. That right there, my goodness, I tell anybody, always do something else that you love to do. Just don't sit and be stuck in just one thing. Do what you are called to do, and you are doing definitely that. So I can't wait to get a copy of your other books as well and seeing all your wins and supporting you along the way. Just know that if you need anything, you make sure that you connect with us so we can be able to help you in any way possible to be able to get the word out there about your upcoming projects as well, okay?
All right, thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's been such a pleasure. And Dr. Finch, please let the audience know how they can be able to find us on social media.
Yes, yes. And thank you so much, Pamela, for being on the show. We appreciate you. Your story is phenomenal. I look forward to reading all of your papers and your books. So definitely, definitely, just thank you for being you, for sharing your story, and then sharing your mom with the world.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So if you love this interview and all the other ones, you can definitely find us on Changing Minds Online or Change Mind Online without the E on Twitter. And come over and peruse our wonderful database of all of these lovely people that we bring forth. You know, some are sung, some are unsung, but regardless, they all have a short story to tell, and they're all doing great things in the community. So with that being said, we look forward to our next interview with you, and until next time, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, 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 and welcome to Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. Today, we are doing a podcast as part of the wonderful Dear Mom Anthology series and compiled by our own Vanessa Canterbury, who is also on the call with us today. Hi, Vanessa.
Hey, Dr. Finch, how are you?
Good, good. So tell us who we're speaking to today.
Oh, my goodness. We have an amazing lady who has been following you for some time, and she noticed the last anthology that I did. And so that she's seen this one, she jumped on board with no hesitation. And I love her story. And she is located in China right now, which is absolutely amazing. So therefore, I do not want to hesitate this any longer. Dr. Pamela Caldwell, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Hello, how are you doing this morning?